We have a very, very, very special guest. So let's go to the Bob Steak and Chop House hotline and bring in a friend for many, many years. Good morning and happy 100th birthday to Eddie Robbins. Hello, sir.
Hi, Norm. Thank you.
Eddie Robinson played 13 years in the major leagues. He was the general manager for Atlanta and then the general manager for the Texas Rangers. He was a scout. He worked in various organizations. He coached. He spent 65 years in baseball. He is the oldest living baseball player, and today he turns 100, and amongst other things, a citation is derived from the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott. Eddie, congratulations and happy birthday.
Thanks, Norm. I got to tell you this. When I came to Texas, when Betty and I came to Texas and moved into this house, which we've been in for 43 years, the very first morning that we were in this house, Betty tuned in the radio, not knowing what she would get, and she got your program 43 years ago.
Eddie, God bless you. That's,
hey, Ed, that's really
wonderful.
Something.
It is really something. And turning 100.
Betty's sitting right here, and she said, that's not what I said. What did you say?
Oh, I said, Eddie, come listen to this guy. This is the best sportscaster I ever heard.
Okay.
Now, can you believe
Did you hear it, Norm?
I did, and tell Betty I will send along the usual $20 for saying nice things about me.
Okay. Well, she was really taken with you, and we've been taken with you ever since.
Well,
you give sports the way they should be given.
Thanks, Eddie. And that is your wife of 65 years now? Is that correct?
65 years.
Good heavens, Eddie. In the same house for 43 years.
In the same house for 43. Remember when we were supposed to go to Hawaii together with Jim Miller?
Yes.
I think you went, and for some reason, Betty and I couldn't go. But that was another big thing that we were going to be together, and it didn't work out.
Well, Eddie, Hawaii's still there.
I know, but I'm not getting far out of Fort Worth, Norm.
Tell us about the celebration you had Saturday, where a whole bunch of people, because of the virus, everybody has to socially distance, where a whole bunch of your friends drove by to wish you a happy birthday.
They did. Over 100 cars. And a lot of them brought alcohol. My bar is full. It was a grand celebration. They put a tent up on the green across the street from us, and Betty and I were in the tent, and the cars drove by, and we had a little visit with the people in the cars, and one good friend of mine, Danny Scarth, even went by in a wheelchair.
Unbelievable. And Dr. Bobby Brown came by.
Dr. Bobby Brown came by, and just so many good friends of mine.
Eddie, just a couple of notes. This is Eddie Robinson, the oldest living Major League Baseball player. He turns 100 today. Couple of quick questions for you. When you were in the International League in minor league baseball, you won the MVP of that league. Can you tell us who was second in the MVP voting?
Jackie Robinson.
What
Bobby Brown was third.
Is that right?
Yeah. Bobby and Jackie and I tore that league up. Jackie, Eddie, I admired him. He stuck in there. He was a good player, and he had a lot of intestinal fortitude.
Yes, he did. Tell us about you. You knew Babe Ruth. You crossed paths with Babe Ruth.
Well, I did, Norm. I happened to be in New York with the Indians team in 1948 when they retired his number, and that was his last visit to New York. He got dressed in our locker. Old Yankee locker room used to be on the third base side, and when they moved to first base, they didn't move the lockers. And so he wanted to dress in his locker, so he came in the visiting clubhouse and got dressed, came out on our bench, and visited with us, and he was very nice. He had his doctor, his private doctor with him. He was very sick. And when he started up the home plate for the ceremony, I could tell that he was weak and he needed a little something to lean on, so I grabbed a bat out of the bat rack and handed it to him. And he went up there, and they went through the ceremony. That's the picture you see of him facing center field with a bat in his hand. That's a Pulitzer Prize-winning picture. And when he came back to the dugout, I got the bat and got his autograph on it, and I kept it for about 35 years.
Wow.
You want to know what happened to it? I had
what
a friend, and there was a minor stockholder in the Yankees. His name was Barry Helper, and Barry was a Ruth collector. He had his overcoat and his shoes and his uniform shirt and everything, and he said, Eddie, if you ever want to sell that bat, I want to buy it. And I told Betty one day after we'd had the bat about 35 years, I said, I think I'll call Helper and see what he says. I'm going to ask him a price that he would never give me, $10,000 for the bat, but he'll come back with some offer. So I called Helper up and I said, Barry, I'm thinking about selling that Ruth bat. He said, how much you want for it? I said, $10,000. He said, I'll have the money to you tomorrow. The bat was
Eddie,
gone.
Have you ever thought what that bat might be worth today?
It's worth $120,000 the last time it was sold.
Wow.
Bob Feller had it at his museum in Van Meter, Iowa, but when he died, they moved a lot of his important things to Cleveland Stadium, and it's in a museum in Cleveland Stadium at the present time.
Eddie, as being the oldest living Major League Baseball player, you'd be the oldest living person who played for the Cleveland Indians. What did you think of the Indians changing their name?
Well, I'm sad that they changed their name. And I don't think that's such a big issue, but others do, and they must think it's big enough that they should change their name. What do you think they're going to choose? They haven't chosen a name, have they?
No, they haven't, but I was wondering, they used to be the Cleveland Spiders, and that might not be bad.
That doesn't sound good, Spiders. Don't like that.
Well, why don't we name them the Robinsons?
Well, that's reaching a little far. I am sorry that they're changing the name.
Well, Eddie, it is wonderful to catch up with you again. God bless you and Betty. I hope our paths can cross sometime pretty soon.
Well, you know, it's not far to Dallas, but yet it's a long way. We seldom get to Dallas, and I know you seldom get to Fort Worth. But if you get to Fort Worth, I'll try to make it down and see you.
That's great. Let's try to figure out when we can do that, and we'd love to see you.
Beg pardon?
We'll try to figure out how to do that, and because I'd love to see you.
Well, I'd love to see you, and a famous announcer I'm really proud of you, Norm.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. That's nice of you. God bless you and Betty. It is really wonderful talking to you. Happy birthday, Eddie.
Thank you. Bye.
See you, my friend. That is Eddie Robinson. What a cool dude that is. Turns 100 years old today. Wow. That's our show for the day. I hope you especially like the chats with Eddie Robinson and Bob Lilly. And now to two really young guys, Jake and Dan on the ticket. Hi, lads.
How's it going, Norm?
Oh, good. I was.
You guys had Eddie Robinson on today?
Yes, we did. He was just fantastic.
Okay.
What a fine gentleman.
Right.
What a fine, fine fellow. Who's deep breathing over there?
That would be Dan. And probably,
all right.
Probably Blake.
Okay. Blake, too?
I would
Blake's got his microphone on so he can deep breathe.
I don't even see Blake yet.
Besides deep breathing for 3 hours, what's planned, lads?
Well, it's really interesting you ask that, Norm.
Yes.
We have a guest scheduled at 1:10. You may know him and are familiar with him. He's he turned 100 today. He's Eddie Robinson.
Oh.
So I think this is the first that we're learning, as we were probably meeting when he was on your show, and now we're plaintively staring at one another, deciding what should we do.
Hey, no.
Today. Apparently the proper channels might not have been.
Boy, now Blake's getting lapped by Sod.
Wow.
It's one thing when Fernando takes him to the woodshed. Yeah.
Right. But now Assad
walks in 5 minutes ago, and he's
stealing
Blake's guests.
First of all, I set this up personally. And secondly, have Eddie on. You'll just love talking to this gentleman.
We had him in 2016 when the Tribe was in the World Series.
What a fine fellow.
I'll tell you this. If I sound as lucid as he does on his 100th birthday on my 70th, I will be very happy. He's
All of us will, Jake.
Yeah. he's on top of it.
So yes, I'm going to try and get back off on track, untracked.
Untracked, yeah.
On track.
On track and untracked.
Your idea for tomorrow, your auction item.
Yes.
Brilliant, and I'd like to think we've done brilliant things like that in the past. So your auction item is dinner for eight at an awesome restaurant.
Wine.
The restaurant, thanks to the restaurant. Yeah. What is it for? Rocco's?
St. Rocco's, New York-style Italian.
For, offering that up as a donation, that's fantastic by them. But you're glomming on. And it reminds me of when we did ours last year was a suite at a Mavs game.
Yeah.
So, hey, look
if you want us to go, we'll go.
Giving we are, we're going to go to a Mavs game and we'll sit in a suite with you, the P1, and we'll hang out. And on that one, I think we footed the bill for the food at least. And
we did.
Norm has figured it out to where he gets to go have an awesome evening, and they don't foot the bill. And he just gets to party.
I've got this thing
Hall
covered.
Of Fame.
Yeah, that's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
We're learning.
Apprenticeship.
We are learning.
That was the last live sporting event that I would imagine all of us from noon to three have been to.
March 9th? Wait, 11th was a Wednesday?
So maybe the 8th.
Okay.
It was that week.
Yeah, it was Sunday.
It was that Sunday.
Wait, was it an Indiana Pacers game?
Yes. The one before was Milwaukee. I'm 99% sure this one was Indiana.
I was in that arena for that game.
We were all there?
Yeah, we were all there. That's the last game for all of us.
We had no idea what was about to hit us, Norm.
Will we ever go to another?
Come on, man.
Norm just said no.
Well, he's in a slightly different category.
Well, geez, dude. What are you saying about Norm?
As I said before, he's distinguished. We get this vaccine rolling out. I'm going to every game.
You're going to go straight from antibody guy to vaccine guy.
Hopefully.
Just cruise right through this thing.
Hopefully. I want to see
Jake,
Luca.
when everybody gets vaccinated, we're going anywhere, baby.
Let's go. I'll go to Easter Island with you, Norm. I want to see the Galapagos. I'll go fishing with Ron Speed. I'll do everything. Let's do whatever.
Come on to the South Island of New Zealand. We've already found out we can do the show remotely.
Oh, boy. They're going to have a tough time putting that genie back in the bottle. All right, Norm, we'll tell Eddie Robinson hello for you.
Please. Broadcasting live